Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks for joining us on this broadcast. I got to say wow from yesterday's Wednesday for Women. Some more great insights and wisdom from Adia Wushner. She always does a great job co-hosting with me, and I sure appreciate her work and her efforts and all the things she does with Kentucky Right to Life and joining us on the show. So thank you, Adia, and thanks for your listeners for your encouragement as well. I hope you were able to join us, and if not, stay tuned to find out how you can catch that episode. But I go back to Monday and Tuesday, we introduced this week's focus on the forming of habits. Not something we spend a lot of time on in our churches, but certainly evident throughout Scripture as to how we are to live and help others live as disciples of Christ and with Him as Lord. So what happens as we begin and then continually learn to die to self or deny the old self to develop that habit of a good conscience? That's from Monday's message. What happens as we continue to mature and develop the habit of finding joy even in those things that were once agreeable to our flesh but are now in conflict or difficult or disagreeable to what we once were and we're now overcoming in Christ? That was Tuesday's message. Well, where do we go from here? Before we unpack those questions and get to today's message, as I promised, if you want to hear yesterday's or any of the previous days this week or before that, you can go to loveandlordship.com. That's our website, loveandlordship.com, A-N-D in the middle, all together, Love and Lordship. And you can find all videos on the Watch tab, podcast on the Listen tab, and articles on the Read tab. And so I thank you for those that do that. Pray that they are helping you in your walk and your growth in Christ, and you can share those with others to help them. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for those who have written and encouraged and questions and comments, even disagreements. I'm thankful for that as well, as we all continue to learn in this road that we're on in our walk with Christ. You can contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. Again, A-N-D in the middle, loveandlordship@gmail.com. And again, love to hear from you, and thanks for those who have contacted us. So I teased it a little bit in the intro to today's episode by asking what habits are developed as we mature in a good conscience and begin to even rejoice in the things that we used to like but that are now disagreeable to us because the Holy Spirit is moving us away from, as we walk by faith in agreement with Him, away from the old man or woman into the new person in Christ. Surely it's not just about dying to the old things that we once enjoyed, even though they were sinful. There's got to be more to it than just giving up the selfish, self-centered life of the flesh. Well, you're right, but we don't find it until those habits are dying and or gone, and we've developed those disciplines, those habits, in keeping with God and His Word. Today's message gives us the hope and encouragement of where the new habits in Christ and Holy Spirit actually lead us. We know that the purpose is to glorify God through Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. But today's message is the habit of rising to the occasion. That's always a great challenge, right? Now, again, if you're following along, we are in May 15th, in today's devotional booklet or at myutmost.org. Now, here we are again. We've got Tuesday, the contradictory term, right? Of enjoying the disagreeable, okay? But today we have one that's really kind of encouraging, and it's the habit of rising to the occasion. You see, with Christ in us as the new man or new woman, we can now begin to think differently and even start to recognize that which is difficult or disagreeable, as we talked about on Tuesday. But there also has to be something else that we're called to, that we begin to form in us away from the old person and into the new. You see, Chambers talked about the reality that I shared earlier of that supreme purpose of our lives and why we must at times learn to enjoy those things that we struggle with, because we're having to get rid of the things we once liked, right? So what do we put in their place? How do we move forward in that? Well, the first thing we have to understand is if we never die to sin and flesh and self and get rid of those things that were once agreeable to us, and we are now disagreeing with them, all people will see is a facade and a hypocrisy of Christ by our outward actions. And we show up, we give, we serve, but there's no real heart change. There's no inward heart that truly reflects Him. And I see this all the time with people that show up at church and do all kinds of things, but their lives, their marriages, their families, their parenting, their children is a mess. It no more resembles Christ than I do a woman. And I say that purposefully because I am a man and I can be nothing other than that. You see? So that's what Christ came to do, to change what the old habits were, the old sinful flesh, but He still gives us the free will because He says, you have to show me that out of faith in love. If you love me, you will keep my commands. You will develop the new person, the new habits that I am giving you by my Holy Spirit, the opportunity and the character that you can develop. You see? That's what His grace is for, to change us from the inside out, new habits. So where does that leave us? Yeah, sure, we want to reflect Christ, but how do we live that out? That's the topic of today's message and habit, rising to the occasion, living out what He has placed with us and in us and called us to. Chambers begins with Ephesians 1:18, that you may know the hope to which He has called you. You see what this new man and the new habits are drawing us and calling us to? There's a hope that He's called us to. Remember on Monday, the habits were that of making sure that our thoughts and actions keep our conscience, our mind, our heart, our body clean before God and our fellow human beings. On Tuesday, it was developing the habit of finding joy because we're going to have to find it even in the difficult things. Remember, the things we used to love, we're now dying to. That's not always easy. Matter of fact, it's downright difficult and disagreeable sometimes, but because we have a love for God, a love for Christ, and the Holy Spirit by faith is in us, we now count it a joy to die to those things and find a joy in that which is disagreeable. And we show more and more of Christ to others through our life. Chambers says, remember what you are saved for, that the Son of God might be manifested in your mortal flesh. In other words, as we spoke about on Tuesday, for others to see and glorify Christ by what they see in us. Chambers says, bend the whole energy of your powers, your whole being, to realize your election as a child of God. Rise to the occasion every time. You cannot do anything for your salvation. That's a free gift, but you must do something to manifest it. You must work out what God has worked in. Are you working it out with your tongue, he asks, your brain, your nerves, your hands, your feet, I'm adding, okay? If you are still the same miserable cross patch, or from his day and time, humbug, right? Think Scrooge and Christmas Carol, right? Set on your own way, then it is a lie to say that God has saved and sanctified you. All of that is actually summed up in Paul's words to the church at Philippi and to us as believers and disciples today in Philippians 2, 12 and 13. Work out your own salvation. It doesn't mean to be saved. Work out what God has put in with fear and trembling. For it is God who is now at work in you, Christ, the Holy Spirit, both to desire and to work, or as some translations say, to will and to act for His good pleasure. Do your thoughts and actions and relationships reveal a faith that shows that God is working in and through you and that you are in the habit of walking out His calling in you? Or are you claiming salvation and still living out of the heart and desires of the old fleshly person? You've never died to those. Chambers goes on to say, God is the master engineer. He allows the difficulties to come in order to see if you can vault over them properly. Psalm 18:29, Chambers quotes here, by my God have I leaped over a wall. God will never shield you from any of the requirements of a son or daughter of His. Read Hebrews 12, 1 through 15. Okay, those are requirements of what it means to be a legitimate part of His family. Peter says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Remember, enjoying the disagreeable? There's a great purpose in it. Chambers says, rise to the occasion, do the thing. It does not matter how it hurts, as long as it gives God the chance to manifest himself in your mortal flesh, Christ seen in and through you. May God not find the whine in us anymore, but may he find us full of spiritual pluck and athleticism, ready to face anything he brings. We have to exercise ourselves. Here we are again, habits, disciplines, discipleship. Exercise ourselves in order that the Son of God may be manifested in our mortal flesh. God never has museums. The only aim of the life is that the Son of God may be manifested, and all dictation to God, dictating to God, all that vanishes. Don't tell God what you're going to do for him. Let him live through you. I'm going to close using Chambers' own closing thoughts, and then I'll comment just briefly in our food for thought. Our Lord never dictated to his Father. And we are not here to dictate to God. We are here to submit to his will so that he may work through us what he wants. When we realize this, he will make us broken bread and poured out wine to feed and nourish others. These are the habits that allow him to have his way in and through us so others can see and come to know Christ, manifested in us, in our mind, hearts, and bodies, so they can walk with him as Savior and Lord as well. This is the desire of every true believer. So develop the habit of rising to the occasion for his glory. Here's our love in action. Spend time with God in his word and prayer and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message. And if you go beyond that, go to John and the Psalms and just get in the word every day. I promise you, you'll be blessed. Number two, this takes it even further. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you as you do so. Number three, let me ask you, three and four, a few questions here. Are you still living in the habits of the old man or woman? Do others see Christ in you? And I'm not talking just about your actions. I'm talking about those closest to you when it's disagreeable or if it's difficult, your spouse, your children, your family, your coworkers. Do they see Christ in you? Number four, what will it take for you as a disciple of Christ to develop the habits that rise to the occasion and point others to him, working out with fear and trembling what God has worked in? Now, as always, we wrap up the week with Family Foundation Friday and our good friend David Walls. You don't want to miss David's commentary and insight. It's pointing us to a biblical worldview. So join us and invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to join us as well so that all of us can hopefully hear the gospel message and what it means to live that out as disciples of Christ. Again, you can find a lot more at our website, loveandlordship.com. There's videos, podcasts, and articles. You can find our book, The Authority of Love, Second Edition, the icon right there in the middle of the homepage. You can give if the Lord is leading you to give to us. There's a give tab right there. It just takes a minute or so to give one time or ongoing monthly, and they're greatly appreciated and fully tax deductible. Thank you for doing so. And if it's not us, keep praying and allow the Lord to point you to where he would love to have you give and partner to help others in his kingdom venture. I want to thank you again for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. God bless and have a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.